Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
It came in waves, ruthlessly eliminating the toughest, hard-to-kill grassy weeds in wheat. Everest 3.0 herbicide delivers superior flush-after-flush control of wild oats and green foxtail. And Everest 3.0 is registered for use on yellow foxtail, barnyard grass, Japanese brome, and key broadleaf weeds that can invade your wheat and rob your yields. Ask your retailer about Everest 3.0. Always read and follow label directions.
With cash business mostly finished for the week, traders had little to go on as far as market news was concerned. Activity Friday and Monday may be more affected by it being the end of the month. June and August live cattle just could not muster sufficient strength to close the chart gaps that are ever so close to being filled. If they are filled, it could result in renewed selling pressure due to steady to a dollar lower cash this week and continued weakness of boxed beef. Choice cuts down 35 cents. Select was down 62. Hog futures eliminated the gains of the week as traders seemed to be more interested in taking some profits before the end of the month rather than anticipate higher cash and tighter supplies. That may be true as time moves forward, but may not be the focus Friday and Monday. Cash was strong yesterday with the National Direct Afternoon Report up $5.53. Cutouts also performed well. They gained $3.59, led by strong ribs, hams, and bellies. This should support the market, but may not until the calendar rolls to February. March Kansas City wheat trading 5 cents higher early this morning, showing some support after a quick 41-cent drop over the past 2 days. March Kansas City wheat prices still higher than they were 2 weeks ago when the situation in Ukraine caught traders' attention, but it's been a bit of a roller coaster ride. In spite of all the political posturing, there is no sign of the world wheat trade being significantly affected as of yet. March corn's trading 3.5 cents higher early today, inching closer to the contract high of $6.40.5, while Russian troops show no sign of pulling back from Ukraine's border anytime soon. For a second week, Russia's threat to invade Ukraine has pressured traders, largely on the short side of the market, to give up positions in corn, soybeans, soybean oil, and wheat, and crude oil. Meanwhile, March soybeans are trading 10 cents higher early today, already pushing new contract highs and trading above the highest March price of 2021. We'll check the futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Farm Show and the Tulsa Farm Show. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 7th through 9th, 2022, at the State Fair Park. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call the show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check out our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. Well, February live cattle down 22 cents yesterday, 137.82. April down 27, 141.62. March feeder cattle down $1.30, 159.50. April down $1.10, 165.10. February hogs down $1.87.02. Kansas City wheat, March down 22.25, 793.5. May down 21.75, it's 797. Chicago wheat, March down 18 cents, 777. May down 18.5, 782.25. A March corn down 1.75 at 625.25. May's down 2 cents, 623. March soybeans up 8.25, 1448.25. May up 7 cents at 1454. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.